What better way to give this new British court a European makeover, to turn it into a byword for Baroque gorgeousness? There would be a stunning new royal art collection gathered from all over Europe, of the quality to make popes and emperors moan with envy, Mantegnas, Titians, Rembrandts. Charles's unprepossessing French queen, Henrietta Maria, with her sallow skin and discoloured teeth, was airbrushed into stardom by the glossiest, glamorist of them all, Anthony van Dyck. And beyond the palace, the king was satisfied to see his will being done, people he disapproved of being made to desist.
I like not this.
Out in the shires, his taxes were being collected, his justice was being carried out, and the skies had not fallen in. Who missed the talkers, the Parliament now? Surely nobody. Sooner or later, Charles was going to have to come down to earth, and when he did, he'd be bound to notice that his earthly kingdom was ruled not by images, but by words. Now, unlike the invitingly soft scenery of Rubens's fantasy kingdom, words were hard things, black and white things. And in the hands of wordsmiths, lawyers, preachers, printers, they had a razor-sharp edge that would cut right through all that Stuart mush about British Union and bring the playground of the gods crashing to the ground.